Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. I'm now going to read out a biography. It goes like this. Jesus Christ was in the form of God, yet he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. That is why he gave up his divine status and took on the form of a servant. He became like us humans, lived a life just like ours, suffered as we do, and obeyed God's command even unto death on the cross. That is why God exalted him to the highest rank and allowed him to be called God, for he bestowed upon him his own name, the name above all names. So that everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth may worship him, and all people may confess to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. I got goosebumps every time I read this. Whenever I read it, I imagine how it all unfolded. One is transported into a world where nothing can be verified. There's also no need to try to fathom what is being told there. That is, to get to grips with it. It can only be done with wonder and faith. One must leave one's intellect at the cloakroom, but it is no great loss if it hangs there for a while. Faith marvels at an incredible journey. It begins with a renunciation. Just today, the news reported that the statutory health insurance funds spent 1 billion euros a day, every day. And now a commission has put forward 66 proposals to get the spiraling costs for those on statutory insurance under control. And that is to be achieved through renunciation. But I find that reasonable. Getting used to things is pleasant, but who says that everything will stay the same and just keep getting better and more? And who can promise that? No one can or should do that, because you simply cannot promise such a thing. So now it's about the challenge of making sacrifices. That's new. I remember growing up with sacrifice. Money was always tight in our household. Once my mother went to the bank to withdraw 100 Deutschmarks, but the teller told her she couldn't get the money. My mother was horrified and asked why. The bank clerk said, "The account is overdrawn." My mother begged the man to give her the 100 Deutschmarks because, after all, she needed the money to buy something to eat for her three children. He gave it to her out of compassion. I'm telling this story from a country called the Federal Republic of Germany, and it happened in 1968. I knew nothing but doing without. When I took my A levels, my school lunch was still the same as in primary school, a buttered bread roll and an apple. Others had long since been having a sandwich with salami. Today I say that I'm content to have experienced deprivation. I can make to do with less. That is no problem for me. That is why I do not understand all the fuss that has been stirred up by these 66 proposals from the Commission. Everyone is to make sacrifices, yes indeed, just not our group, please. That is not how it will work. What I have just described were examples of partial sacrifice. What took place in heaven was a total renunciation. Jesus renounced his heavenly status. He did so because he had this strong inner desire to be with and among people. He wanted to be sympathetic, that is, to suffer with them. A total renunciation so that he could be with the underdogs. Only he could do that. It moves me deeply. I feel immense gratitude towards Jesus for having done this, for having renounced his status in order to make himself equal to humanity. His end on the cross was unforeseeable. Whether it was God's plan, who can say? What matters to me is that God began something with Jesus' end on the cross. It says, He raised him up to the highest heavenly rank and bestowed his name upon him. That surely means the one humiliated by people was exalted beyond measure. This is divine action that defies all rational thought. One can only approach it with wonder and faith. For me, this means, in the end, God establishes a beginning that transcends all human standards. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.